Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi!
I'm little, so I can't see my picture. Does that light better?
Yeah.
Sweet. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Oh wait, are we rolling?
I mean, we're always recording. We can do it again though.
Oh, okay. Okay. Dude, you literally look like you're like on a, I don't know, like sitting up on a dresser with the ceiling looks like it's like right above you.
It's because it's like the corner of, I'm in the movie room upstairs.
Oh, okay.
And it's like the slanted. It's the best I got, guys. I was telling Gina.
I can see your shadow. I want you to do like some shadow.
Wait, where like, is it?
Things for me. It's on the other side. It's on the other side. Yeah, there you go. It's a llama.
Dude, we're getting an alpaca.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, first it's goat. Now it's alpaca.
No one even vetoed it. Dad didn't even veto it. Everyone loves the idea.
Oh, I love it.
Alpaca.
Dude, gotta get an emu.
Yes.
We had Emily the emu, and she was like a ninja. She could jump up and kick like forward and backward at the same time.
Dang.
Pretty cool.
Me and Cody, so we're gonna have a goat.
Okay.
Probably not till a little bit later when we have him at the ranch, but we're gonna get a goat, probably two. I feel like we can't just have one because they need to have someone else that's very similar to them. Me and Cody had decided, we were like, let's get a goat and name one of them Fart.
What would the other one be? Constipated?
I don't know. Like, ah, come on, Fart.
Like, hey, Fart.
Hey, Fart.
Or get like over here, Fart.
Or we get an alpaca named Fart.
No, name it Toot.
Toot? That'd actually be pretty good.
Toot and Fart.
That'd be a pretty good name for an emu. Toot?
Yeah, Toot. Well, Toot.
What I was saying
How have you been?
Oh, good. But I'm going to also finish my thought too. My toenail is, I was sitting here and my toenail got cut. I ripped a little bit. And so I, of course, like just tore it off the rest of the way. And now it's all like, it's all like jagged edged.
It's snagged. You know
what I mean? It's not just snagged though. Yeah. It's like my nails are not thick. They're not like, you know, they're like thin and brittle. So like when they break, it's almost like, it's like partially.
It's like peeled paper, like all like, the different layers.
Yes. Partially, it's like, just like peeling layers off.
It's like when a kid like paints a mountain or something and it's got like all the different layers like that.
I can feel it rubbing on the carpet. It's pissing me off.
Nice.
I was setting up in the other room. So I had like my Rodecaster and my computer on the desk with this light right over there. And I was walking over and I could just hear my mom downstairs and then my brother's here and the kids are here. And I was like, and they have the football game on. I was like, this isn't going to be good. And then we're going to record it. And then Mark's going to be like, hey, why is there so much commotion going on?
And
I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry, Mark. I know I suck. I was really trying to
What's all that commotion?
Oh, man, I just got
home. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Yet again, this is our second time Brooke and I are Skyping, and it's weird because it just feels like we're catching up.
I know. What'd you do today?
Oh, well, I've been drinking.
Hell yeah. I can kind of see it in your eyes.
Can you tell?
I had a few beers earlier today because I was up snowboarding.
Yeah, well, our friend April, we talked to you guys about April before. She's our...
Hey, don't touch your... Don't touch your thing.
What?
That's your microphone. Sorry. Gina went and got new headphones, so we hopefully sound better.
I know. Is this it?
That's it. So if you like touch it with your hand, it's like...
Oh, I talk into it.
No, dude.
Hello, hello.
You don't need to talk into it.
Sorry.
Okay, but April came over. You guys are having wine.
Yeah, April came over and brought some food, and I got some rosé. Hi, Maggie. Hi, baby.
Cutie.
Aw. There's a baby.
Cutie.
Oh, it's a cutie.
Oh, a cutie.
But yeah, she came over, and yeah, just, you know, I worked out this morning. Now I'm just having some rosé.
Nice.
Getting dark.
Dude, did you have a... So you didn't fully have a Yuck Yuck Sunday.
No, I didn't.
Good. Good. I'd be kind of upset if you yuck yucked without me.
I would never yuck yuck without you.
Dude, I'm going to work out so hard this week so I can earn a Yuck Yuck Sunday.
A yuck yuck. Dude, we're having a yuck yuck. So I'm coming to visit on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney, so it's funny. So Brooke, I'm supposed to go visit Brooke on Friday and hang out, and then we're going to go to Montana and see Dana.
And we're going
to
podcast in person.
And we're going to podcast, yeah, so that we can get some podcasts together. And it was funny because I had no idea that we were skiing.
Yeah.
Or snowboarding.
Dude, I was so bummed that I had to tell you.
I've been bamboozled. So Courtney goes, oh yeah, I'm so excited. You know, we're going to have so much fun snowboarding and skiing. And I was like, wait, what? What are we doing? I go, I don't even have snow clothes. So then I text Brooke and I go, hey, are we snow, like going skiing? And she goes, yeah. And I said, I don't even have skis.
Yeah, I don't even have skis. And I was like, I was already planning on renting them for you.
I know. You're like, I'm renting them for you. And my mom has some stuff. So Courtney had a friend that is getting rid of her snow clothes. So she went over and got me some used snow clothes today.
Nice.
So I have some hand-me-downs.
Perfect. We have some here too. We'll make sure you are put together.
I have not skied since, I don't know, probably 10 years.
So I told my mom because... We're really excited to go. And I was like, Mom, I think you should maybe come skiing with us. Because my mom hasn't skied. She was a skier. I was like, she hasn't skied in a long time, though. I'm like, Gina also has not skied in a very long time. And I'm like, I feel like maybe one of the days, like to make it interesting, I will rent skis.
Wait, hold on. Are we going multiple days?
Oh, 100%.
Fuck, dude.
But
I'm for sure coming. I'm for sure going to be on a stretcher at some point.
We don't have. We won't be have to be like these long days though. But it'll be fun to like be up on the mountain, go to the lodge, do some runs, have a drink.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So I just I went today. Colby, this is his first time. I think, obviously, his first trip this season. And his first time going in Utah, which it was not the best representation of what snowboarding or skiing in Utah really is. Because in Brian Head, it's a south-facing mountain. It does not get just like dumped with snow. And there hasn't been a lot of storms. But the snow wasn't terrible. And it was a bluebird day. So it was like blue skies. There was no wind. It was warm. So we had a lot of fun. And we were up there. Mitch came. So it was me, Mitch, and Colby. And Mitch has an ambulance that he has. It's converted into like a like van life. It's epic.
Does it have a siren?
Yes.
No.
Yes. So we took.
Is that illegal to turn it on?
Probably. So we went up in that. And it was awesome. Because you get there and then you get all your stuff and you just get inside where like the seats are at, the bed's at. He's got like a little stove, everything, heater on, and get ready in the warm area. And then up at that resort too in Brianhead in Parowan, Utah, you park right at the like the base of the mountain, like right by the chairlift.
Oh, so you don't have to like walk far.
No, and you can like do some runs and then like go take a break, which we went and took a break and like had a Modelo or two at the Ambi, at the Ambi. But it was awesome. It was a perfect day. And we got tons of good footage.
Oh, how
but
fun.
It'll be really fun. And we'll go when you and Courtney are here. At least, I feel like if we don't try and go twice, I don't want to bum Courtney out. But we'll try and we're going to figure it out. And then we'll go with Dana at Whitefish, which will be so much fun. And the lodge there is a lot, you know, bigger. You'll really enjoy that part.
I mean, I'm usually a lodge person anyway.
I know you are. That's why I thought it was so funny when I asked you if, like, if Megan skied, and you're like, I think she skis like I ski.
Yeah, which means we lodge.
We lodge.
You guys snowboard, we lodge. I lodge. I'm a lodger.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, so I have to show you a couple things that I ordered. And they just came in from Amazon.
Yeah.
So, Gina already knows this, but a lot of you probably don't know this. So I'm very, very careful with my hair. Like, I'm constantly trying to baby it, take care of it, find new, like, treatments, trying to help it grow, and, you know, different shampoos and yada, 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 and always working with, like, hairdressers to, like, make sure my hair is really healthy. And it always is, but it's got, like, a terminal, what did Nicole call it? A terminal length, where it just, like, stops growing. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
She said it's like a terminal length. Your terminal length can change throughout your life. It could change when, like, you are having kids, or, like, for me, you know, sometimes people have issues with hair length or bald spots when they go through, like, a really severe, like, surgery.
Like trauma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, years ago, Gina got me a silk pillowcase.
I did.
Yeah. I, of course, don't have that anymore. Like, Gina, do you still sleep on your silk pillowcase? No.
No.
Right? So that hasn't been a thing for a long time.
I have no idea where it is.
Neither do I. And I do not know. Actually, I do know. Steffi Cohen, I remember I saw something else on this, but then I remembered seeing her all the time, like at nighttime on her Instagram. She is, if you guys don't know who Steffi Cohen is, super awesome chick, physical therapist, owns a program company. She is like a world champion power lifter or something like that. She's very cool. And me and Gina recently have got to know her a little bit better, and she's even
way cooler
in person. But she wears this hair sack. Okay?
A hair sack?
So it's, I don't remember what she calls it, but I would see her, and it's always like her putting it on and her boyfriend Hayden like giving her shit, or like the boys like giving her shit for what she's wearing. And it looks like a beanie, but it's like all of her hair, and she has really long hair, is in this like beanie. And I never really thought anything of it. So... So I started looking into
it. That's a dick repellent.
Dude, I have multiples because I didn't know what to order.
Oh my God.
So here's what it is.
You bought a hair condom?
Dude, it's like a bonnet. Okay. So when I don't remember how I got into this like hole of hair information, probably through Instagram or something like that. But it kind of clicked. Okay. What is something that I could do to try and help my hair grow?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if this is what she's using, but I'm pretty sure it probably is. So very popular is like silk pillowcases.
Okay.
Because it doesn't absorb the oils out of your hair. It doesn't create friction. Doesn't create so no breakage. It doesn't like get your hair all knotted or tangled. So it's supposed to be better for your hair.
Okay.
So I did order. Well, what did come was some silk pillowcases, which were not what I thought they were when I first ordered them. So I'm gonna send those back. But I also tried ordering
even silk
one of these. So, you guys, this is what's it called? Yanni Best.
That looks like it would go over your entire head.
It does. So I ordered this beanie thing, and I'm pretty sure it's like one size fits all. And
dude, that's not a beanie. That's like something that the soccer coach gathers soccer balls after practice in.
Yeah, but like little soccer balls.
Yeah. Maybe like a ping pong ball.
Is it one size? Let's see. Doesn't even say. All right, so the outer layer is 95% cotton, 5% spandex. The lining, so it's lined with 100% satin.
Okay. Okay.
So it's supposed to, basically you can like wear this on your head. And literally never find a penis ever again. Wear this on your head and like put your hair in it. And it's supposed to, right?
You wrap it up.
The way they wore these ones, this is why I ordered a couple different ones, I had like three or four styles in my shopping cart, and I was like, okay, just order a couple. If they don't work, then order something different. The right. other ones are really good. Okay. My dad caught me downstairs showing them to my mom. My dad's like, what are you wearing?
What the hell
and
is
I
that?
I just got home from like from snowboarding. Still, my body is like still putting off so much heat. Face is bright red, and I got this like head condom on my head. So I'm going to try these out, and I'm really hoping. I mean, so this one came in a pack too. Okay, so if those of you that aren't watching the video, it's basically like a big oversized beanie is kind of what it looks like. The inside of it is satin, and you wear it at night. With your hair, this
you
one,
just like the over, put, like put your hair into it.
Do you want me to
and
try
then
and
like
show you? Let me try and show you.
Yeah.
All right.
So she is taking the headphones off. She is now turning it right side out, putting it on her head. Oh my god! It's over your face. Oh, okay. Wrapping. Okay. You wrap it in the back, shove it up in there, and then pull. Oh, wow. That looks really good. You look great.
Dude, I honestly terrifying.
Actually, only you could make that look good.
Do I look like I'm gonna bake something?
Or... You look like you're in you look like you're in Fallout Boy, like a 90s like a 90s band.
I was gonna sing some lyrics for you, but I can't think of any.
Okay, go.
I can't think of any of the lyrics. It's like I know songs from that era, but I can't think of any.
We've
of the
gone
lyrics.
And seen them.
I know, but I just want to sing. Oh, I... you know how it is.
Yes.
I can't think of any lyrics. Okay,
I know.
So here's this one.
Okay. So that looks really nice. So it's all just kind of loose in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I don't have a big giant head. But I
do.
Feel like
have you slept in it yet?
No, I just got them today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I literally got home and
tonight.
All of my packages from Amazon were here, and I was like, "Mom, I think my silk head pieces came." So I was trying them on for her downstairs. Okay,
I can't wait to sleep together and wake up to you in that thing,
dude.
Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me I'm pretty.
Dude, they had some really old school versions, like bonnet with like the ruffles. Oh. And I was like, I almost ordered one.
Oh my God. We need to get two of those.
Yes. I'll order them
it's
right now.
Like, I feel like we look like the grandma from like the story of the three bears.
Let's get big like the big glasses. And then also get moo-moos.
Oh my God.
Okay, so of all seriousness, I bought these things because I'm desperate, you guys. I gotta figure something out.
I'll do anything to make my hair grow.
And yes, and honestly, it makes a lot of sense that this could really help me over time, because I have, especially living out here too, it's just drier air. I have really fine hair. And the idea of like sleeping on cotton or sheets, like a fabric or material that's going to sort of absorb, like be absorbent and already be pulling out more, you know,
just suck up all your, all the oil.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And then I move a lot at night. Like I can't drink till I pass out every night. You know, that's the only way that I could like lay down and not move all night while I sleep. So right. I move a lot. And it would make
not
sense, Gina, that my left side, the reason I have so many problems there is I usually fall asleep
on that side.
On my left side.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. All right.
Oh my God. So what are the other ones that you got?
Okay. So there was a lot of options. I kind of wanted to order one that it goes over, but it ties around it.
Okay.
And I decided to try these first because they kind of looked like they'd be kind of cute. So I tried to put all of, I tried one on downstairs. I tried to put all of my hair in this one. It doesn't work. It's too fitted. So what I was thinking is, since we're really just trying to protect what's on our pillow, it could work if I like braided my hair, right? And then wore this on my head. All right, here we go. Which color do you want me to try on?
Oh, wow.
You guys, we've got black, classic. This came in a pack of two. Or this one is pink and
orange.
Oh,
that's one? I thought that was two different ones.
This is one and this is one.
Oh, wow. I say you go for the disco one.
Okay, hang on.
So this one that she's trying on is like a, if you could imagine like a shiny, oh my God. It's like a shiny orange and fuchsia. Oh, it's kind of cute. Yeah, it's kind of cute. You remind me of, you can't hear me. You remind me of Magda.
Yeah.
There's something about Mary with the floppy pit.
Dude, I could be her for Halloween. So what I was thinking
about
this one.
All you need is like
one,
some bright pink lipstick.
What I was thinking is like, this one could work if I just, because I already braid my hair at night. You braid your hair.
Yeah.
Braid my hair at night, so braid it. And then I'm really just still like the hair that's in contact with my pillow has this thing over it. What I was hoping for with like the bag one, this one, was if
that you could put all of it.
Really, if it would be like big enough that all my hair could go in there. So when I did sleep, because you know how you wake up in the morning, I guess there have been times when I go to bed at night, I put my hair in like a pretty loose ponytail or whatever, and I wake up and it looks great still. A day like that has not happened for me. And I do not know how long, like a long time. And I was thinking maybe if I use the one that, you know, I put all my hair in there, it's not going to have as much friction. I'm not going to get, it'll be up like off my back. So it's like my ponytail or my braid isn't getting stuck under my back weird. That it might, I might be able to have more days in a row that I don't really need to do much to my hair, like re-put curls in it or, you know, have to use a blow dryer to try and get like kinks out. Yeah. I'm just I'm just trying to think about all options here.
I like it. I say that you try it out and let me know how it works out by the time I get there.
You like this one?
I do. I do actually.
Okay, well, you have
kinda
one.
Kind of like more fashionable.
Yeah, you have one for when you're here. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so that's
so cute.
That's the new stuff that I've ordered. Hopefully that works on my hair. I really need to get a facial. My toenail is still dead.
I feel like everybody during COVID is just getting a little uglier.
Dude, I'm a mess.
I know. I'm a mess too. Thank God. Thank God. How would you date during COVID anyway, right? But thank God I'm not, because I would just be, you know, frightening. Somebody comes over, you try to find like that really good picture and put it on there and they just like come over and then realize that you just are a ghoul.
Dude. And then like we're spending, you know, less time out and about looking on social media. And I tell you what, the apps that people have for editing their photos and stuff. I know we've talked about it, but it's like recently just annoyed me even more.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Stop setting the bar so high.
God, like fake bar.
You know? Yeah, bar.
You're setting up a fake bar and I'm literally so many times I've like been looking at myself in the mirror and just thought, oh man. Shit.
I know. Believe me. If anybody understands, it's me.
And then I think, what do
you gotta take that thing off your head. It's really distracting.
You don't like it? And then what do I think next, Gina? You know what it is. Oh, man.
Well, this is...
Better be more funny.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, well, this is just me.
Well, that's my face.
That's just me. That's my face. That's all I can do.
So I made it.
Yeah, you're here.
This is kind of a two-parter today.
Yeah.
Because we started with me in California.
And me doing sock puppets.
And doing sock puppets. And we figured that we would just splice them together now that we're together, because it's so much more fun to be together.
We don't
enjoy doing it over Skype.
We're
not very good. It's bizarre.
Honestly, we're not that great when we do it over Skype.
We're terrible.
It's like it goes from being a podcast, I would say, to more like a...
Like we're just having a phone conversation.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing?
Hey, buddy. Haven't seen you for a while. There you are. Anyway, got here.
First of all, I just want to say something.
Yeah.
Your hair in your headphones looks so great right now. How does mine look?
It's because I put it over the top.
Mine? Is it like this?
Yeah. And then you just kind of.
And then you
wear it like
it?
A headband. Sort of. I mean, I guess.
I always
really
wear headbands.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
All right. Well, I'm going to try it Gina's way today.
Yeah. Yeah. And just kind of floof it over the front.
I'm just like, I was trying to see, because we're in the upstairs living room and there's a TV behind the camera.
Oh, you can see yourself.
And it's really dark, so you can't see yourself, but yeah. I could sort of see that like my hair was just
flat, slick. Just pulled down, slicked down.
Anyways,
you look great.
Continue. What were you saying?
What was I saying?
We went skiing?
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about before that I felt like I was being bamboozled. I was bamboozled. Just another one of my weird words that I use.
Yeah. I mean, no, but that's not too weird.
That's not as weird?
No.
Yeah. So got here. Our friend Courtney came, which was super fun. She left this morning. Got here. Well, today's Sunday. So this will come out Tuesday. Anyway, got here Friday. Had a great time. What did we do Saturday? We went for a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Finally went for a hike. Utah is beautiful. And so the hike was great. Sunday went skiing, not going to lie, was terrified. Terrified. I was trying to figure it out. I think I said that I thought that I had skied once in the last 20 years. I think it was not at all in the last 20 years. Because I don't think I've skied since I had Ruby, and Ruby's 20. So.
You were super nervous.
I was super nervous. So
Colby was a ski instructor.
Yeah.
He did that for a long time.
Which I didn't realize. That was so helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Gina, it's going to be okay because no matter what. Colby's like, he has instructed people of all ages. He's like literally like, did you say hundreds, Colby, or thousands of people?
Hundreds of people.
So
we get the rentals. I get over there. I'm still a nervous wreck. We literally are right at the ski lift.
And Gina had let me know too. She goes, because she's terrified of heights.
Yes. Amongst like, so many other things.
She's like terrified of like the ski lift and the whole, like preparation. I was like, just don't worry. I'm like, they're pretty, you know, it's not like a huge mountain. So the lifts aren't really long.
Right.
You know, you're not on it for that long. But there was one of the times we were on the lift. And you know how, well, some of you might not know, but if someone falls getting off the lift, they turn it off.
Right.
You know, because they wouldn't want to fall and then keep it going. And it just like, it's like a double tap. Just
yeah.
A wham, bam,
mm-hmm.
bam. Just take them out again. They like start to get up.
And then the lift just smacks them in the back.
Or they'll slow down for people that, you know, ask the guy that's driving the lift to slow it down so they can get off carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It stops and Gina just starts going, no.
No, no, no.
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 No. No, no, no.
What was the movie that you said you saw? Oh,
I watched this because I am a lover of terrible horror movies. I watched this movie called Frozen, and I can't remember the whole scenario why he ended up on the ski lift by himself, because I feel like that wouldn't really happen. So he ends up on the ski lift and they turn the ski lift off, and it's just him trying to survive, trying to figure out how to get down, what to do. And that, of course, that goes through my brain. I'm thinking, oh my God, So I was going through scenarios when we were stopped, and I was like, Brooke, I feel like you would climb up to the cables and just swing over to the big pole and just inch yourself down.
I was like, oh, and then just
yeah, and
like,
just eat. Well, then we realized there's a ladder on the back
on the
of
other
it.
Side. Then she goes, how funny would it be if you were really close to that, but you didn't know there was a ladder on the other side? And you could have like just climbed down the entire time, like the whole movie.
Just sitting there and die, like frozen.
It's a movie, and you know, you're up there just freezing to death and like the whole time.
Or jump down and break your back or something for no reason.
I love that we're like, how funny would it be?
How funny would it be, guys? It'd be hilarious. Funny. It's not funny. Funny, what did I say? Not funny, ha ha, funny.
I don't know. That's definitely something I haven't heard.
Funny.
Not funny, ha ha.
Freck. I can't think of the word. Anyway. So.
She did great.
Thank you. I did way better than I thought I was going to do. The funny thing was is that I clip into my skis, push myself straight to a ski lift, and then have to get down and remember how do I stop? How do I turn? So the first run was definitely, I thought, well, maybe I won't do this all day. But then the second run got easier and the third. And so it was fun. And even by the last one, I did a jump.
Dude, you did the jump more than once.
I did the jump twice. Dude. Well, the first time I think my skis just tilted over and just hit. I don't think ever left the ground.
The first one, I remember I went on it first. It's like a little tiny jump. It's one of like the, basically like a ramp up to like a do a rail. We were in the park.
Yeah, we were in the snow park.
And
doing tricks and
she
stuff.
She's like, I'm gonna do the jump. And she goes off it. And when she lands, it was a little bit like,
well, I think the back of my skis were still on the jump when the front of the skis hit the ground.
Watching you. And she never went down. She didn't fall one time all day. And this is like the first time that I felt like, ooh, maybe, because it was like, ooh. You got your poles and you're like, ooh.
Well, because when you go over jump, if you don't think about it, you lean back.
Yeah.
So I leaned back, and Colby had said one thing he said to me, don't lean back. So I kept thinking, okay, lean forward. So I probably just look like I'm taking a dump the whole time I'm skiing. Just, so, and at first it was like those really wide turns where you're literally zigzagging across the entire mountain.
Yeah, that
like
the one big person wide that drives turn. Everyone yeah. else yes. so crazy.
Snowboarders just whizzing by me.
Or so. Just like, you're fine, but people eating shit behind you because you end up like cutting in front of them.
I was probably cutting everybody off. No, but it was fun. It was super fun. And now, because we're going to Montana from here to see Dana, and I know that you guys wanted to go ski snowboard again, and so at least I feel
this
like
was prep.
I can. This was prep.
This practice.
So now I feel like at least I can get down the mountain.
No,
it'll be way. You guys were way fast, but you guys were kind enough to wait for me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, that was an accomplishment.
It was a huge accomplishment.
I was proud of myself.
And Courtney, it was her sixth time
ever
going snowboarding, and she was crushing it.
Killing it.
She went so fast one time, we lost her.
Yeah, we did.
Like the boys went down, and then me and her were in front of you, and it came to a point where she went left. And I was going left too, but I went down a little ways and then I stopped because I just wanted to make sure you could see where we were going. Like, so we would do, once we'd kind of done a couple runs, all of us together, then it would just be, you know, you'd go down the hill and you'd come to an area or a point where you could like go left or right. And I would just stop until like Gina could see us. We'd wave. And then she knew
like go left or right,
what direction we were going. And Courtney went left. And I did too, but then at a certain point, like she continued left in a direction that we had not even gone that way.
No, like she not went one, a whole not, different area.
Not that way at all, because it takes you over to the chair 8.
Yeah, she texted us, hey guys, somehow I ended up at chair 8. Don't wait for me.
She said,
I'll catch up with you.
She was had to like take a few lifts like to get back over to our side of the mountain, and she FaceTimed her boyfriend, and he just said to her, you're on the other side of the mountain, aren't you? She's like, because
I never FaceTime.
She's like, he knew never, that they, I wouldn't have FaceTimed.
I was by myself.
But the chairlift was really long, and I wouldn't FaceTime him.
Courtney's so great.
Yeah, it was
She's
a lot
so
of fun.
She's so chill. Yeah, so that was fun. I did want to bring this up only because somebody said something to me, and it made me think, Oh my gosh, this is actually really important. You know, what? You're like, what?
What?
So, I have a UTI.
Oh.
For those of you who don't know what that is.
She does.
It's a urinary tract infection. One time, I haven't had a UTI in forever. And I remember years ago, I went in and this idiot doctor said, and I might have talked about this before, he said, well, I think you have a UTI and, you know, you need to remember you wipe front to back. And I was like, what? You think I wipe back to front? What? And I just said, yeah, I know. But I guess, and
he's like,
a lot
look
of people
like someone who would give herself a UTI,
just wiping back to front. Like, isn't that the first thing they teach you when you're little, to wipe front to back? So, yeah.
Actually, I don't know if you do.
When you potty train little girls, you tell them wipe front to back. That's a thing.
I feel like at a certain point you might.
Some people reach behind. I'm not a reach behinder. You know,
I'm a reach behinder.
You are every time.
Yeah.
I feel like if I do that, it's going to drip on me. I wipe like from in front and then wipe back.
So potentially you could end up with just like a bunch of poop stuck
on my back.
Like just. No, just like, like.
Well, no. No, if I've pooped. Then I'll wipe, but like typically if I'm just peeing, I'll wipe this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Reach from the front. It's very graphic.
I mean, I feel like if I just peed, I usually always still wipe from behind.
Yeah.
But I would also think that if I just peed and I didn't poop at all, I would just wipe my vagina and nor what you pee it, it kind of sprays forward or, you know, depends where you pee. You might get a little on your legs.
Yeah.
If you're outside. But if I just peed, I wouldn't always wipe my butthole.
I mean, it's not like I'm wiping all the way up through my butt crack. I just wipe like this.
So you just,
and it just kind of goes
push. Whoosh. Just push it.
Yeah.
Push it back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Colby's laughing.
All right.
Isn't this good to know?
Next time I pee, I'm going to practice just the push effect.
Can you imagine if guys wiped front to back, like through the front?
Just... They would definitely have
just
poop on their ball, back.
Just balls in their butthole.
Like they go sit down and they wipe. They pooped, but they still wipe like.
That's what I mean. Like push their push it through. Okay.
That's
an interesting thought.
Good,
but anyway, the reason I brought this up is because. Well, and also the other thing is you're also always supposed to pee after sex.
Yes.
And so, and I had, because I'm getting some.
Dude, she's like, I have a UTI. Everyone's like, where's our button that claps?
Oh, we'll just do it.
Yay.
But it was funny because we were talking to a friend and I said something about, yeah, I got to take my meds for my UTI. And she said, well, save them. And I said, what do you mean save them? Cause I wasn't having any,
this is important
because I, wasn't having symptoms anymore. And they tell you at the doctor, but sometimes they don't explain why. They'll tell you, make sure you take, like mine was for 5 days, make sure you take it all the way through. And so I was on day 4 and it was 5 days and she said, well, save them. So like the next time you have one, you can take them.
Yeah,
and
already,
I said,
you already have them.
No, you can't do that. And she says, well, yeah, I mean, I know they tell you to take all of them, but I just stopped taking them after I don't have symptoms anymore. I said, well, that's because your body builds up an immunity to the medication so that medication won't work anymore. And she goes, oh, maybe that's why I'm on the really hard stuff. I can't use the other stuff anymore. And I go, well, yeah. But so any medication that they give you, even I remember when my kids were young and they'd give them the lighter, say for a cold, a flu or something. Well, not a flu, that's viral, but any kind of bacterial ear infection or something. They would always say, make sure you have them take all the medicine because then they'll build the immunity up and then they need the next harsher medication that, you know, probably has more side effects and probably harder on your system. So just for those of you, you know, and this was a very smart, educated person that had said this. So, you know, anybody, if anybody's out there that thinks that you don't need to take all the medication, take it. So yeah, just want to put that out there.
You take it.
Take it.
Oh man. Just like going into the doctor and, you know, pretty young, and you let them know you have UTI and you're like, oh, well, I can't take this one. And they usually give me this one. The doctor's like, oh.
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh, you're a saver.
You're a saver.
Hey, guys, don't save for later.
Don't hoard your medication.
It's not like Advil, right? Or like pain medication after a surgery, where like if you don't need it, you can like just put it in the cupboard.
You're like, ooh, but I sleep so well.
Oh my God, what did you say?
Oh, last night, dude. I was super amped up and I wanted to fall asleep, so and I asked.
We were gonna get a nightcap.
Yeah,
and we had some seltzers in the fridge. Gina goes, I said, well, do you want to put some vodka in it? Because I had some vodka in the freezer at my parents' house. And she's like, well, yeah. And then she's pouring it in and she's drinking it. She goes, you know, some people call this alcoholism. I just call it sleepy time.
Getting sleepy.
Oh, getting sleepy.
I was telling your dad and your mom, I said, yeah, I want to be getting sleepy. And I said, well, I mean, some people call it alcoholism, but I call it getting sleepy. Sounds better. Okay. Yeah. So I got sleepy. So sleepy. I fell asleep on the floor. Brooke had to wake me up.
One more thing that was so great and so funny before we end this.
What?
We went to, there's a new brewery in Southern Utah. In St.
George. I'm like, what? Like I wasn't there.
You were there. And we were there having a drink or whatever. And I'm standing. There was a girl who I heard say to me.
Oh, yes.
Say to me from across the room, hey, Devin.
Yes. This was so awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
We obviously like don't get out much. And I imagine a lot of you aren't getting out much either. But I don't go out a lot, like just in public.
I mean, wouldn't any going out be in public?
Yeah. So when I'm in my hometown,
you
I just
sound like a recluse.
I hang out with my fam.
Right.
Like, even at home, we just hang out,
especially with COVID and everything. We just hang out at,
each other. Even without COVID, when I was home, I never really,
we don't really go out.
If you guys hear the barking, that's my brother's dog. He's downstairs and losing his mind. But yeah, we loved it. She hey Devin'd me.
It was so awesome. So I guess we were at this restaurant and Brooke had walked away for a second and this girl says, hey Devin. And Brooke didn't register at first because she thought
someone, like,
there was
on
a
the
guy.
Other side of me. Oh, like a ways, but there was obviously space between me and Courtney that was in front of me. And the girl was off to one side. And I just thought to myself for a second, like, that she may have been trying to get the attention of the person that was over on my left side. And yes, you guys, it was 6 feet apart. And Colby is kind of on that side too. And it's almost like it perked him up before it did me.
Yeah, he knew it. He knew.
And I looked over and she's looking at me with a big grin. And I started laughing so hard that I was like, you have to. I'm like, Gina's down, you know, around the corner in a different room at our table. You have got to go walk in there and just scream, hey, Devin, at her. And so she did. But she was so sweet. She had just listened to that podcast and she hey Devin'd us. And it was amazing.
That was awesome.
It was so great.
Made our night.
Keep hey Devin'ing.
Keep hey Devin'ing.
Devin'ing. Devin'ing.
Hey Devin'ing.
And I understand that.
I was trying to look up because
she tagged us.
I wanted to see.
Obviously, the opportunities to hey Devin us are probably pretty slim right now, but right. Keep it going. So when you do, if you do see us, hey Devin.
Oh, her name was Rachel Talbot.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
You made our day.
Made our night.
Our night.
It was awesome.
You guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Oh, and we have a guest for our next one.
Yeah, we have.
We've already talked about
her. Amazing guest. And she's in Dubai. So I've got to actually, I'm going to message her.
Oh, she is? I didn't even realize that.
I've got to message her again just to like, just really clarify the time.
Right. So we're hoping we get that. Yeah. We're hoping we get that together.
It's either going to be us getting up really early to Skype her or.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Or she'll do it later.
Okay.
In the evening.
Yeah. So stay tuned. That's going to be a fun one.
So, but for now.
You'll love it.
Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.